All right, welcome back, everybody. So in the studio with me now, I have Drugs of Faith, who just performed, and I want to thank them for coming out and performing. It was really awesome, and I just hope that the channel, having it come out of one channel didn't mess it up too much. But if you all want to jump on the mic and share your life story with me.
Well, what do you want to know?
I don't know, maybe introduce yourself and what you do.
Oh, I'm Richard. I play guitar and I sing. And
oh, I'm Tara and I play bass.
And I play drums.
All right, so
do you hear that out there in Radio Land?
Well, on the talking, we have both channels, so we're good on the interview. But anyway,
and then we got Mr. McGregor over here.
And Mr. McGregor
with the Born Against shirt.
So what kind of things do you guys have going on right now?
We've got some more shows, one-off shows. We're playing Maryland Death Fest this year, which we're really excited about.
Plug April 14th.
Oh yeah, the next show we have in DC is we're playing April 14th with Misery Index, Land My Marathon, and Salome.
Where's that show?
At the Rock and Roll Hotel.
Oh, cool.
When are you playing Death Fest?
Oh, very good question. We're playing, supposedly we're opening the second stage of MDF, which is on Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday.
Is that the Talking Head Club? It's like the
Of
the sonar.
I don't know which room it is. They haven't broken down which band is playing yet.
They use the Talking Head as well from Maryland Death Fest?
Well, the last time, Audio Assault or Auditory Assault, that room was for all the merch.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure. They've got another room with a stage, too, but I've never seen it.
They're doing it in two different rooms.
Yeah.
They're putting all the, punk and power violence bands together.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Have you guys played it before or this first time?
No, it's the first time.
Awesome. Is there any bands?
We're very happy to be invited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any bands you guys are excited to see?
Well, let's see. Bolt Thrower, Napalm Death, Pestilence, Asphyx, Pig Destroyer, Ed Said, Antigama. We did a split with them.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to be playing with them, too, beforehand.
Where's that going to be?
We're playing at Johnny Brenda's in Philly with them. Because, as a lot of bands do, they set up a tour around their appearance at MDF.
Right.
Phobia, we're looking forward to seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stupid how many good bands are playing this year.
Have you guys ever had a chance to play with any of those bands, or this?
We played with Phobia. I don't know. I don't think we have. We
haven't played. Destroyer.
Yeah, we played with Pig Destroyer
a few
times. I think it was at the Auto Bar.
Okay.
We played their one of their record release shows. I think it was for Terrifier.
All right. It's a good album.
Good record. Yeah.
And then you were. And there you were talking about you played a few of your newer songs, so you're working on a new release?
Yeah, we're working on a new LP for Self-Made God.
Okay.
And we're going to be on This Comp Kills Fascists, too.
All right.
So we're going to do that first. We're recording for that by June, so that's really exciting as well.
How's the recording been going?
Well, I mean, we're still writing.
Oh, you're still writing.
We haven't hit the studio for the comp.
You know how hard it is to get 30 minutes of material when you have a minute and a half songs?
Well, if we've got a song that cracks 3 minutes, it's like an epic.
Yeah.
But we're getting there. We're writing longer, bigger songs.
Yeah.
Cut versions.
You just gotta throw in some solos. That's all you gotta do.
Unabridged songs.
Actually, the keyboard player.
I had a solo on this new song, but Taryn told me I shouldn't play it anymore.
Why is that?
Because it just doesn't work live, man. It's just not fat enough live. You can do it on the studio, maybe. In the studio, I mean.
As a second backup.
Yeah.
Just record it like 20 times, so it's really thick.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll do backing vocals and go, whoa!
Big sing-along. So, you've played here before, right, with another band, or you've played here before with this band, or?
Yes, to both questions. I think we played here twice, right?
We played here with Drugs of Faith twice.
Did you guys play Third Rail, or just a random show?
No, it was just a couple of shows.
Okay,
We played one here, played with a Warm Gun here, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other time, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Mo keeps entering and re-entering our lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
he's the one who had the show here before. There was one of the guys from Lost Again who had a show here.
Well, he was going to do it.
Oh, Rudy, okay. Yeah, he told me he had a couple shows here.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at this.
Nice Magruder grind shirt.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
2010. Oh, so Dad wants me to talk about an Enemy Soul reunion in 2010, and he can talk about it all he wants, but it's not going to happen.
And DVD release though.
But we already did a reunion, and it's on the DVD. So if anybody wants to see an Enemy Soul reunion, they should pick up the DVD.
And there's a performance from here on the DVD, right? That's what one of the guys said, that they from Enemy Soil playing here. Is that on the DVD or am I?
That's right. One of the shows on the DVDs is from
That's
this
awesome.
Very
I'm
place.
I'm going to have to check that out.
It was Mancake, His Hair Was Gone, or Mancake, Enemy Soil, His Hair Was Gone, and Spaz. That was the show.
Okay. Wow.
Back in 90.
That sounds like a good show.
Yeah.
It was great.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, I was just watching His Hair Was Gone, mesmerized by... Yeah. The D beats and the vocals and everything else.
So how can people get that DVD?
Well, it's, I suppose different distros had it. You can get it straight from Self-Made God.
Okay. And that's the label you guys are on?
Yeah.
Okay,
and,
cool.
You know, there's an Enemy Soil website that I still maintain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's info on there.
Okay.
It's a Polish label.
Woo. Yeah.
Sweet.
Polska.
How's your Polish?
It sucks. I don't know any Polish.
Yeah.
Our record label manager is a 25-year-old man. Speaks broken English. It's really funny.
Sounds a little scary, actually.
Oh, he's
funny.
Yeah, he's really funny. Yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's a really awesome guy.
So did he approach you guys, or?
I already knew him, and what we did was is we recorded our mini album, and I sent it to him and asked him to if he wanted to put it out. And he had to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I like it. It's complicated, but it's not complicated. Like, referring to the riffs.
Right.
Or I think he said, it's simple, but it's not simple. So then eventually he said yes.
All right.
And then a couple of years later when we went on tour in Europe, that's when we signed the contract.
Oh, okay.
Because we actually were in person.
So did you play in Poland?
Yeah, we played one show there, and I lost my passport.
Ooh.
It was really
awesome.
Scary. We grounded at midnight, and we were supposed to go to Berlin the next day. And, of course, we wouldn't have been able to cross over the border had he not had it.
Oof.
And he probably would have been, imprisoned or something like that. No, I'm just kidding. But he probably would have been stuck there for a couple weeks.
Was it in your pocket the whole time?
No, it was on the street. Some good Polish Good Samaritan picked it up and brought it back to the police station.
Wow.
So I went back to Carol and said a lot. He was being a goof the whole time and not mm-hmm. being serious for one second. So then I told him I lost my passport, and suddenly he got really serious and really quiet. You know, like someone just told him his mom died or something.
Yeah.
And then he sprung into action. Okay, this is what we're going to do. You know,
man of action.
Yes.
Yeah. Where else did you guys play in Europe?
We played
everywhere. Most of Western Europe.
Okay.
And then,
cool.
Poland and Czech Republic.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, two shows in Holland, one in Berlin.
Did you guys play Scandinavia at all, or?
No.
No.
Italy.
Switzerland.
We played this grind. We played a gore grind fest show in Switzerland. That was weird.
What was weird about it?
Well, Sublime Cadaveric Decomposition headlined.
That was
headlined. Austria. Oh, that was Austria, right?
In Switzerland, we played in a
shithole.
It was a
squat.
It was a squat.
And they went out and got a generator, a diesel generator to run the electricity for the night. And
they had taken over two buildings, essentially.
Yeah.
And the policemen were posted across the street, just surveilling the place.
And we thought it was just gonna suck, but the night the show was beer night,
mm-hmm.
and people come out of the woodwork and come out because there's a bar there, and they just turn on the electricity and everybody comes and drinks beer, and it was killer. There was a ton of
awesome.
People there, everybody was getting drunk,
ton
and
of
doing,
beer,
doing lots of drugs.
Yeah,
we were just going, God, this is insane.
After everything ended, they were just trying to provoke the police as much as they could, so they turned on just horrible noise music,
hitting
acid and stuff like that. You know, watching the policemen walk up and down the stairs of the place. You know,
wow.
It was really scary, actually, being American.
Yeah.
And, in bad company. You know, lots of illegal drugs around you and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was wild.
As opposed to legal drugs.
It was miserable, actually.
Yeah.
That week we just took a bunch of baths in McDonald's bathrooms. I don't think we showered for a week.
Well, that's just standard. That's standard tour stuff.
Yeah.
It was cold, so you couldn't take your clothes off for a week, pretty much. Yeah, but it was fun. You got a lot of good.
Part of the experience.
Got
and good stories. Yeah.
It's called an adventure turn.
What?
It's called an adventure.
It's called an adventure. Losing a passport, almost getting.
Yeah, Dan says, why don't you quit your bitching? You went to Europe. Yeah.
So, do you guys have a favorite place to play, or?
Which. Narasushi's pretty high up.
Yeah, I've been meaning to check. They seem to get good shows over there.
Yeah.
I've never been there, but.
You were supposed to say WMUC, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
This was fun.
This was a close second.
Yeah.
Close second.
I thought so. I know what you meant.
It's probably as good for us as it was for you.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I'm pretty happy right now.
Yeah.
I think it went well. Hey, people came out. We don't always get people to come out for these shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the flyer that you guys made.
Yeah, actually, Fred made that. Sometimes it's just me, like, here by myself, just going like this. It doesn't have the same effect.
So what kind of listenership do you have?
I don't know. I mean, during the performance, we had about 11 or 12 streaming.
More people download.
Yeah, most,
okay. After the
fact. Most of the listeners come from, there's a link. Actually, we should talk about that. There's a link. For 1 week after this performance, you can get it on the WMUC website, which is WMUCradio.com, and you can click on the Stream Ripper.
Stream Ripper.
And that will be up for a week, so people can download it or stream it. And
Stream Ripper!
Yep, so that's...
Sounds like a new band name.
Stream Ripper.
Keep it in mind.
Yeah. So
anybody can take it. I'm not claiming any rights to that name.
It's up for grabs. So, yeah, definitely download the show, because it's a good one. It's a good one. So,
Well, this recording we're going to do when we record for This Comp Kills Fascists 2 is the first one we're going to do with Ed.
Yeah?
Our drummer.
I joined the band, like, 6 months ago. Moved here from Alaska. I was out of it for a while.
Yeah?
What are you trying to make? We're coming up almost to a year.
It's been like since last summer or something like that.
Okay. So how's your Drugs of Faith experience so far?
It's been good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like it. Looking forward to recording.
So you haven't done any recordings with the band yet?
Not really. Back when I was a teenager, I grew up in Philly. I played in a couple bands, but just like crappy little recordings.
Yeah.
Major on a label.
Cool. Sounds promising.
What are you going to do with those 3 songs you recorded with Jay?
Well, the demo 2008 we got now that we did with Jake from Triac, we just put those out as a demo.
Okay.
And we're going to record those over when we do the LP.
Okay. But so what's the Kill Fascist compilation? That's something coming out soon?
No. The comp isn't filled up with bands yet.
Oh, okay.
It's on Relapse. Like, the first one was on Relapse, the second one's going to be on Relapse.
Okay, cool.
Scott Hull from Pig Destroyer assembles that.
Nice. All right, so any closing comments? Final words?
Final words, Ed?
Come see us in Narasushi next Friday.
Come down to Richmond.
Who you guys playing with there?
I don't have the list handy. I'm sorry.
We'll come anyway.
And definitely come April 14th. That's going to be an amazing show.
Yeah.
How's the sushi there, by the way?
It's good.
It's killer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do they hook you guys up?
Oh, yeah. They make sushi for all the bands.
That's
it's great.
Awesome. So you're just like pounding sushi?
They do
and then pounding the drums.
Yeah.
They could do like a fry, like tempura butternut squash.
Ooh.
Or something like that. Sushi.
That sounds good.
I
wonder how far is Richmond from here, would you say, roughly?
Well, I guess you could just hop on the Beltway and then get 95 South, so
yeah.
A couple hours.
It's an hour and a half, it's like 90 miles.
I've been meaning to check it out anyway, so. Not too far. So.
Traffic, like 4 hours.
Yeah, you can make a weekend out of it. Actually, is it on the weekend?
No, it's on a Friday.
On a Friday, okay. Cool. Well, anyway, again, thank you very much for coming out and performing. It was awesome.
Thank you, Shun.
And hopefully I'll be seeing you guys soon, either at Narasushi or Death Fest.
All right.
Or somewhere in between.
Yes.
So, again, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And